Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and this is our 1,000th edition. Should be a special edition, right? For 1,000? Because 52 times 20 actually is more than 1,000. It's, I think, 1,040. So we'll have a special on our 1,040 rather than 1,000. But to tell you what we've got, we have milk, chocolate, dairy, fatty foods tied to acne in adults. That's our odd omega story of the week. Longevity is the next disruptor. Eating right before bedtime packs on pounds and causes dysfunction of your metabolism. How to choose the best protein powder for you? Well, I don't know the real answer to that, but we'll cover that subject too. What happens to your kidneys as you age? Well, if you eat eggs, red meat, processed red meat, or cheese or milk products, guess what? They age. And you can avoid that by avoiding those. Otherwise, your kidneys will age you into kidney disease if you live long enough. Coffee, chocolate, and caffeine, another odd omega story. That is that all of these have caffeine in them. Need pain relief? You should consider radio frequency ablation. That's the wellness foreplay story of the week. And the other story, two stories, actually three stories we should tell. Incredibly heart-healthy foods and gut health. What are the most healthy foods for you, for your heart? And does your stress affect your gut? Yes, that's wellness foreplay. And bone drugs may have an added benefit in decreasing your risk of pneumonia. Why? Well, that's our wellness, well beyond wellness story of the week. Let's go through these as quickly as possible so that we don't waste your time, because there isn't a huge amount for you to do this week except in two of these stories. So the A segment is always, of course, the news of the week and what it means to you. This is 1,000A. The B, and we have a wonderful guest on the B segment, but the B is, of course, the guest segment. Now, we are brought to you in both segments by Persona Nutrition. You can take a free test so you can get your supplements personalized to you, or just find out if you need some because you're missing something in your diet or not. You can go to mypersona.com. mypersona.com to find out the answer and thank them for being our sponsor. Milk, chocolate, dairy, and fatty foods, yes, they increase acne by about 100%, each of them, in adults. So if you've got an acne problem and are over the age of 17, maybe it's the milk, chocolate, dairy, and fatty foods. What about regular chocolate? It doesn't do it. What about almond milk? It doesn't do it. What about avocados, that kind of healthy fat? It doesn't do it. It's the saturated fat that we'll talk about in a few minutes, because the saturated fat also ages your kidneys. That's longevity is the next disruptor. But for this, the odd omega story, you want only fats that are odd omegas, omega-3. That's odd numbers after the omega, where the double bond is. Omega-3, olive oil, chia seeds, flax seeds, avocados, even salmon has both omega-3 and omega-7 in it. Odd numbers both, those are healthy. So are omega-9s. That's olive oil. Omega-9 is olive oil. That's healthy for you. Omega-5, pomegranates. You can't find that oil very often. Okay, so the point is that these oils will increase your risk of acne if you don't have them. That is the saturated fat, the red meat. My favorite story of the week, though, for something you can do, is longevity is the next disruptor. They fed 20 volunteers in a crossover study, meaning they did one thing and then they did the other, and the group that did the other thing did the one thing. They ate either at 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. They both went to bed at 11 p.m. They had blood tests throughout the day. What happened? The metabolism was decreased 10% in those who ate right before they went to bed. And in addition to their metabolism being decreased, their glucose level, a sign of insulin resistance, a sign of dysfunctional metabolism, went up 18%. So point is, if you want to live a long time, for longevity is the next disruptor, eat about your main meal about 10 hours before your bedtime. That is right. Get 75% of your calories 10 hours before you're going to go to bed, and 100% of your calories at least 3 hours before you're going to go to bed. And then actually, even better, do a little physical activity between that time you eat and the time you lay down to go to sleep the best way. How to choose the best protein powders? We don't know the answer to that, other than you want to avoid sugar and you want to avoid high fructose corn syrup and anything else. There is no real need for protein powder. You can get it from your right protein from beans, from chia seeds, from nuts, from quinoa. Whether you like whole grains like quinoa, or nuts like walnuts, or beans, or lentils, or salmon, you can get protein, enough protein that way, that you don't have to have protein powder. And that's another Automega story. What happens to your kidneys as you age? Nothing. If you don't have red meat, processed red meat, egg yolks, or dairy, that is, you don't get the butyl-butane produced by your bacteria inside you. That butyl-butane causes long-term kidney dysfunction as you age. So it's never too late to start. As long as your kidney function is okay, you can save it with physical activity and food choices. Coffee, chocolate, and caffeine all have caffeine in them. So do energy drinks. This is another odd omega. You want to limit yourself to about 4 cups in any 6-hour period. Doesn't mean you can't have 8 cups. It just means you got to spread it out over the full day. One of the new things in pain relief that we learned about, this is the Wellness Foreplay story, is that you can test yourself before you have surgery with a needle insertion. It's done under, if you will, good fluoroscopy. So you see exactly where the needle is. Put a local anesthetic. If that works to dull your pain or take away your pain, you can have radio frequency, that is heat through a radio frequency ablation through that needle, knock out the nerve for a short time, and get rid of pain. This is an interesting one for the last story, well beyond wellness. This is a story about bone drugs, bisphosphonates, which are common for giving people relief and preventing recurrent fractures and thickening bone of the people who have osteoporosis. Turns out if you take them, you decrease your risk of pneumonia by about 25%. Why? No one knows the answer. At least that's what this study showed. Thanks very much for listening. This has been 1,000. Remember, the eating the when way is the key. Whenway.com will tell you about eating, finishing food 10 hours and 75% of your meal 10 hours before you go to sleep. All of it at least 3 hours before you go to sleep. Decreases your calorie gain, increases your energy, increases your quality of sleep. And you're not hungry at night when you do it for 4 nights in a row and keep doing it. That's the whenway.com, and that's one of our key points in longevity, the next disruptor. So is the story about how to preserve kidney function. We are, of course, brought to you by by Persona Nutrition. MyPersona.com is where you can find a free online assessment that tells you what you're missing or not in your nutrition and tells you how to get supplements that are already packaged for you. So there's just a morning group and an evening group. That's where I get my supplements. You should try it too. They're wonderful people. If you put my last name in, mypersona.com/Roizen, you get a discount on your first and second order. It's about 30%, I think, each order. Thanks very much for listening. Joe for great engineering. And, of course, you for downloading us. We'll be back next week with another A segment, the news of the week, and a great guest. We have a guest next week who's going to talk about sunblock and how important that is to your health. That is your choice of which sunblock matters for your health, an important choice from the Environmental Working Group on your choice of sunblock. 1,000 that this week is on the from Brian Koo, who's the director of the Yale Center for Sleep Medicine at the Connecticut Veterans Hospital, about restless legs and how they pertain to sleep and why that occurs. I learned a lot. Hopefully you will. Download the B segment, Dr. Brian Koo, an associate professor of neurology. Talk to you next week. Talk with you next week about the latest news of the week. Thanks for downloading us.